At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Is my mic on? I can't tell. All right. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It sounds funky in these headphones, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. If you haven't heard, it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab some lunch. Come join yours truly. Here's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear Husker sports, college football, general sports. What you're going to get in the process is unique insights, unbridled honesty. And producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a loaded show today. Oh, as always, check out theticketfm.com. Also, CarrickerChronicles.com. YouTube, type in Carriker Chronicles, where all your Husker sports hopes and dreams will come true. The Ticket, everywhere you get your social medias, everywhere you get your podcasts, YouTube, TV, radio, and the like. All right, today's show is loaded. We now know where Nebraska is going to be playing their opening game next year versus Cincinnati. We kind of knew, but it became official. Okay, we're going to do the giveaway here in a second, as we always do, and hopefully the guy doesn't hang up on us, or if it was a guy last time, that was kind of rude, but it was okay. But we're going to give him a chance to come on air. The fifth caller, let's just do it right now. All right, prize, the Daily Trivia Contest, $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions, located at 2040 Southwest 5th Street here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska. What's the number they can call in at, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Be caller number 5. It's that simple. Be the fifth caller. If you call in to say you're number 1, call back again and call back again. I didn't tell you to do that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, be caller number 5. You will win a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions. Now, what we will do just for fun is we will patch you through. I will make up a trivia question on the spot. Our last couple of folks haven't made it all the way through. I don't know why. I wonder if they picked up their prizes. But it does not matter if you get the trivia question right or wrong. It's just for fun. Be caller number 5. Get your prize. All right, go ahead and start calling in now, ladies and gentlemen. Again, what's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
I've got a whole plethora of transfer portal. When that fifth caller comes in, just hop in there, Jake. Okay. Just shut me down. I think that's part of the problem. I get going. Jake doesn't want to be rude, and then they've waited too long, and they get out of patience because, you know, holiday season, life busy. So just hop in anytime we got caller number 5, Jake. I'll put it on pause, pick up after we let that caller off the line, so to speak. But we got transfer portal updates going back about a week or so. I haven't done this in a while. There's some key guys on campus right now. Key guys on campus this past weekend. A lot of exciting things. They're trying to build Nebraska football. Matt Rhule is like an NFL team. He's emphasizing certain positions. We've already got who we are, our quarterback. We got our next quarterback. We got a backup quarterback. We got our Taysom Hill / Cordell Stewart type quarterback, tight end, or whatever they're going to do with Heinrich Harburg. Can't wait to see, by the way. Who's going to protect the quarterback? Who's going to catch the ball? And then who's going to rush the quarterback? That's how NFL teams build their teams. Also, cornerbacks in the secondary are emphasized as well. I've always said if you can get to the quarterback before he throws it, it doesn't really matter. If you can cover, great. Also, if you're penetrating into the backfield, you're blowing up the run game at the same time. So I may be biased, but I don't care. Games are won and lost. Offense puts butts in the seats. Defense wins games. The trenches wins championships. And I know we're trying to get back to just having a winning record this year, beating Boston College in the bowl game. All right, the bad boy Moore's bowl game. I will never not smirk when I say that, okay? And then next year we want to get to 7, 8, 9 wins, whatever the case may be, but we eventually want to be in the championship conversation, hopefully sooner rather than later. No, this isn't off-season Kool-Aid. This is the mentality that you got to have as a competitor, whether you're a player, whether you're a coach, or a fan of this program. Now, there's got to be steps. You got to see improvement, et cetera, et cetera. but they're trying to build this team like NFL teams are built. Look at the coaches we've hired. John Butler, longtime NFL coach. All right, Terry Bradden. Is that official yet? That is official, right?
I get confused with which ones are and which aren't.
Okay, I think it's officially official, but if we're not, let us know. If it's not, let us know on the text line. We have a new DBs coach, but not really. Again, it's all confusing. Phil Snow, but not really. Okay, we pretty much know. We just don't always know what's official. Do you have caller number five?
We do. It's LaToya.
All right, LaToya, congratulations on being our prize winner today.
Oh, thank you.
How much do you watch volleyball?
I watched it yesterday.
All right.
And the day before. I watch every once in a while.
I just thought this was interesting. It's a little bit of a harder one, so maybe Jake can help you out if he knows. If you know, obviously, give us that answer. Creighton volleyball darn near made the Final Four. They only have three losses on the year. All three of them, I'll give you a hint, very good teams. They all went to five sets. Can you name two of the three teams they lost to this year?
Louisville?
Yep, that's one.
Penn State?
Yep, there you go. Hey, there you go. Can you guess the third one? Think in-state. You might go three for three here. Think in-state.
Nebraska.
They lost to three teams all by five sets that are all in the Final Four. That's a pretty good season for Creighton. So congratulations on being our winner today. And you can come down to 93.7 The Ticket. The address is 11th and O here in Lincoln to pick up your prize. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I like that she got those. I thought that was going to be. Impressive. Could you have gotten all three?
Absolutely not.
I felt pretty smart when I wrote that down today. And then when she came on the line, I'm like, boom, I'm going with that. I feel smart just being able to ask that. All right. So the transfer portal, they're trying to build this team like they're going to, NFL teams are built, whether it be coaches, Bradden, Butler, and the like, how they're looking at guys through the transfer portal, offensive tackle, wide receiver. We obviously need wide receivers in general. Okay, so let's start with an individual, Isaiah World. All right, this guy, 6'8", 312 pounds, all right, played at Nevada. One of the top, if not the top offensive tackle in the entire transfer portal. Didn't give up a sack a season ago. All right, this is a guy, very highly graded. Obviously, if you're not giving up sacks, you're very highly graded. And so this is an individual who, I'm going to be honest with you, he's got money being thrown at him because of the NIL era. Probably the top tackle in the transfer portal, like A&M, Ohio State. By the way, the two most profitable college football programs in America last year, number one, Ohio State, number two, A&M. That being said, and I mentioned this before, Texas, all right, was third. Michigan was fourth. Nebraska is sixth. So we're right in that conversation. So this is a guy who has been to Lincoln. If we could wrap him up, okay, get him to commit to the Huskers, he's a very good, proven player. And a lot of the players that have been offered by Matt Rhule and his staff as of the past week or so are individuals. We got an all-MAC offensive tackle in here. I'll get to him in a minute. Guys who are established, guys who played a lot of ball, who can come in and help contribute right away. Kurt Cignetti, I mean, he put out the blueprint. You don't have to exactly follow it, but I'll tell you right now, it's a pretty good blueprint, especially for a program that needs wins next year. Matt Rhule understands how important next season in. We're going to dive a little bit more into the transfer portal updates. Our new, I'm going to throw the word, potential defensive backs coach. I'll give some initial thoughts. If and when that is finalized, we will dive a whole lot more into depth on him as well. Volleyball. We're going to talk a lot of volleyball in our segment too. All right. And then our final segment, the Heisman. You got the media's Heisman winner and you got the people's Heisman winner. Jake, who would you have voted for? Travis Hunter won, if you didn't know. All right, but who would you have voted for? We'll get to this more in the third segment. But what are your thoughts here, Jake?
Yeah, I probably would have went with Genty. It would have been, you know, it would have been close. It's not like I'm terribly upset that Travis Hunter won. I think both of them have a strong argument, and in separate years probably would have won. You know, in many of the other years, they're very good candidates. But I probably ultimately would have went with Genty, partially because of how much I respect that Barry Sanders season.
Oh man, to me, like Herschel Walker's freshman year at Georgia. Mm. Barry Sanders says, I mean, he did that 11 games. Maybe, I don't think they counted bowl game stats back then, did they?
I don't think so.
Like, that is still, to me, the greatest single season in college football history. Now, Genty's had some more games, and I know it wasn't in the Big Eight like it was back then. I did hear a story that when Nebraska was getting ready to play Oklahoma State, I've heard this from a couple of guys who were on this bus. Oklahoma State and Nebraska ended up at the same movie theater, watching the movie the night before. They get back on their bus. All of a sudden, here comes this little shorter individual with Oklahoma State gear on. It's Barry, talking about how he's going to run all over the defense the next day. I don't think he had quite his typical game the next day, but Barry still. I mean, could you imagine him on today's Detroit Lions? The team that he played on, with all due respect, had one of the worst O-lines in the entire NFL. And he still did what he did. And then he did what he did at Oklahoma State in such a short time frame. So I got all the respect in the world. We'll discuss this more in the third segment. I'm about to dive into it right now. The long and short of it is the media picked one individual, Travis Hunter. The people have kind of dubbed Ashton Genty their Heisman Trophy winner. And the one thing I will say, and I said this on Friday, is Ashton Genty had more rushing yards than the last three Heisman Trophy winning running backs, Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram, Reggie Bush. Now, Reggie deserved the Heisman, and it's hard to argue with some of those other two guys, although Sue was the same year as Ingram, just saying. All right, with all due respect to Mark Ingram. He also averaged more yards per carry than Henry and Ingram. So when you talk about the amount of carries he got, he still averaged over 7 yards per carry, which is more than two of the last three Heisman Trophy winners that were running backs. All right. That all being said, Travis Hunter still won the Biletnikoff, the Bednarik. Nobody's ever done that before. The Lott Impact Trophy, which I vote on. So we'll dive more into that in the final period. If we have time, I literally have written down here, question mark nine, because it would be the ninth topic, exclamation point, college football insanity. There's some insanity coming down the road with how they're going to do the playoff, with how they're going to do conference championship weekends. And I'll give you a hint. There won't be one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One championship game, most likely, in 2 to 3 years from now for each conference. The insanity is real, and I don't even hate the idea that they've come up with. We'll either dive into that today or at some point this week. All right, let's update on the transfer portal intel. Some of this you probably know, so I'm going to move quickly through some of this. I thought about not mentioning this, but I'm going to mention it. I'm just a big Daniel Kalen fan. He's officially committed, 6'3", 220 pounds, with 4 years of eligibility to go to Virginia. He's excited to be part of the program, the culture that is built to be at UVA. I've been to their football facilities. Chris Long and I have the same agent. And so my agent was Van McElroy. He was Howie Long's roommate. So the first thing my agent did was have me sit down with Howie Long and learn a whole bunch of stuff from him. Well, they live 10 minutes from Virginia's campus, which is why Chris ended up going there, if you remember that. And so I've been around their whole facility. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And that was even a while ago, I might add, probably about 10, if not more, years ago. So it was beautiful then. Eric Rivers, this is one of the top wide receivers in the transfer portal. All right, Pro Football Focus graded him 83.2. He had 1,172 yards receiving. This is an individual who I think could help a lot. Now, the first thing is, Florida International, not top competition. How can you trust some of these stats that you see? The dude can play. Turn on the film. Watch what he does. He's a heck of a player if we could get him here. Now, I will say this. I'm hearing good things, but things change so fast. You never know. I'm always hesitant to say this or that. I'm hearing good things there. All right. Dane Key, just an update. Barry and Brown has committed. Oh, I got it somewhere here in the notes. Former Kentucky wide receiver. He is committed to an SEC school. When I get there, I'll name the specific school. Dane Key, the other Kentucky wide receiver, probably their top target from a year ago in the portal. It seems he's looking more at like Ole Miss or Georgia. Nebraska's still in the picture, but it doesn't seem quite as optimistic as it did just, 3-4 days ago. But we'll see what happens. So there's an update on Dane Key. All right, Eric Rivers, that would be, things do look good. We'll see what happens 90 seconds from now. Things might look bad. I get about 5 texts between now and then. But it looks good for now. He would be definitely a key addition to this offense. All right, the Huskers offer Rhode Island All right, pass rusher who had 12 sacks, 81 tackles, A.J. Peña. So, again, they want guys who can protect the quarterback, guys the quarterback can throw the ball to, and guys who can get after the quarterback, much like an NFL team. It may have even been Steve Sipple that first mentioned that on Twitter, and then I could be wrong. Steve just says great stuff all the time, so it's probably him. But if it wasn't, I apologize to whoever it was that said it. But it got me to kind of dive into some of this a little bit more, hence the transfer portal update. And I'm like, man, they are right. They are emphasizing these exact things. All right, and a couple of Huskers who've gone elsewhere, if you're interested. All right, Prince Will Umanyila is going to follow his brother who just played at Ole Miss, transferred from Florida, went to Ole Miss. Prince Will's going to go to Ole Miss as well. He just committed. All right, Jamari Butler's going to LSU. All right, Kevin Golick, FCS All-American, long snapper. Now, it's interesting. Before last season, Jake, how much attention did you pay to long snappers?
Not too much. I probably couldn't tell you. And I know Marco Ortiz was here, but most years I couldn't tell you the names.
Is that the guy that was Nebraska and Florida?
Yeah.
He actually taught, because my girls came home, Clefcorn Elementary, and they came home one day, and they're like, Dad, this guy was a long snapper for Florida and Nebraska. And I was like, ask him tomorrow if he's there. He was like subbing or whatever. So he actually taught my girls at their elementary. I think it was PE class, I think is what he did. I could be wrong. But anyways, it's a small world out there, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Golick is a guy with 2 years to play, 6 foot, 240 pounds. This is a guy who should be able to come in, and we should be able to not worry about long snaps anymore. And it's one of those things we don't realize how important it is until all of a sudden you can't count on it, and then you realize how important it is. So this should be one headache that should be relieved going forward. Long snapper. All right, Stephon Thompson. He is committed to Florida State. Again, Tony White at Syracuse, Stephon. Tony White comes to Nebraska. Here comes Stephon. Tony White goes to Florida State. There goes Stephon. So clearly there's a connection there. I wish him nothing but the best. I just thought this was interesting. Alex Orji, one of the most physically talented quarterbacks in the country, struggled to throw the ball, but he is a beast when it comes to running the ball. 6'3", 240 Michigan quarterback enters the portal. I don't think he's going to end up at Nebraska. I just thought it was something that was interesting. I thought I would mention. Now, Cal wide receiver Nyjah Hunter has scheduled visits to Oklahoma, Nebraska, Texas Tech. So keep him. He's a redshirt freshman, posted 40 catches, 578 yards, and 5 touchdowns this past season, former 4-star recruit. And I know Nebraska's down to one of his final three. Beyond that, I don't know a whole lot, but that's what I can offer now. The Huskers have also offered Fresno State safety Julian Neal, 35 tackles, 2 interceptions. All right, All-MAC, this is the offensive tackle I referred to earlier, Alex Washlinger. All right, All-MAC offensive tackle out of Bowling Green. So again, going after a lot of these guys, Florida International, Bowling Green, and obviously some bigger name schools as well, but guys who can come in and help make an impact right away. We need it. I mean, we flat out need it. It's that simple, especially with all the guys who've hit the portal on our end. Okay, it was nice to see this. A lot of these guys, not a lot, but it's weird. Was it Vincent Shavers that posted out a thing on X with like 4 or 5 Florida guys, Miami guys? It was himself, Ja'Cory Barney, a couple other guys. Like, we're basically saying they're coming back. Riley Van Poppel put something out. I'm like, we now live in an era where declaring that you come back is news. And that's crazy to me. But it is what it is right now until, you know, some parameters are put in place at some point. Kevin McAllister's long-lost brother, Jack McAllister, who is a punter. All right, I believe from the University of Washington, averaging 44 yards a punt on 36 punts last year, is a guy to keep an eye on. We obviously need a punter this year. We've had a couple of guys enter the portal. I'm not going to go through everybody who's entered the portal on our end. Somebody else who's been offered. All right, I'm going to try to pronounce this right. Kali Tafai. Hope I said that right. This dude is monstrous. All right, 6 foot. Does that say 6'8"? 6'5", 340. Freshman from Washington. All right, more of an offensive lineman. So that's kind of your transfer portal update there real quick. Do you got anything to add? Anything I missed? Anything broken the past 20 seconds, Jake?
No, not that I've seen.
Nothing's broken 20 seconds? All right. Yeah. That's shocking. All right. So the potential new defensive backs coach, Addison Williams, is the rumor. An innuendo, seems likely. But we'll go with rumor and innuendo right now from UCF. I mean, this is a guy who can recruit. This is a guy who's been a defensive coordinator 3 different times throughout his career. He's currently, at this moment in time, UCF's defensive coordinator. I'm sure Scott Frost is going to bring in his guys, make some changes down there. All right. So is rumored and innuendoed to most likely be our defensive backs coach in the near future. This dude can recruit. He's got a lot of experience. This is someone I'm legit excited about. Like, I'm not going to say names, but there's been coaches we've hired in years past. If I don't say much about a particular coach, it's probably not a great sign, because I'm not going to come out and be like, hey, I don't like this hire. This is all. That's a bad mindset right out the gate. What I take the attitude of is I'm going to learn and see what I can learn about this guy. And then when the time is right, bam, I will drop an opinion. And if you paid attention to my show this past fall, I absolutely did that with one particular coach on offense. I didn't say much. And then at a certain point, I was like, bam, I got to go, because this is beyond obvious. All right. I hope people can connect the dots I'm talking about there. This is a guy, like, if this ends up happening, which seems to be likely, this is a guy to be excited about. Again, he can recruit, lots of experience, defensive coordinator currently at UCF. He'd come in and be our secondaries coach. If you think about it, we'd have four former D coordinators on our coaching staff. Butler, Williams, Rule, and even though he's not officially on staff, probably going to be Phil Snow. Think about that. How crazy is that? Is that too many cooks in the kitchen? I did get the feeling that Matt Rule was going to let John Butler be in charge, though. What are your thoughts on that, Jake?
Yeah, I did. I kind of thought about the too many cooks in the kitchen type of thing, too. But I think it's also just helpful, you know, especially with Snow, is that Butler does have coordinator experience, but it's not a long list. I mean, it's not like he's got a long resume in doing so. So I think it's helpful to get a lot more help in that area. I always like to see that. The question that kind of came up in the captain I wanted to ask you about is that Matt Rule's coaching staff has not had a whole lot of continuity to it. Obviously, this season's been a lot of blowing up. Are they making hires for continuity's sake, though? Because if you hired, you know, guys with coordinator experience, they're probably going to want to be coordinators again. Obviously, your offensive coordinator, Holgerson, is probably not a five-year hire. So how important is it, do you think, that they're, you know, to hire for continuity in coaching staff? Or is this kind of zeroing in on, hey, year three, we need to win, we'll do what it takes?
Give me one second. I want to put a button on this, because that's a phenomenal question. I don't want to go into an answer on that and forget to put a button on this. I think rumor and innuendoed, all right, I turn that into a verb or an adjective or whatever, I don't know. Okay, Addison Williams would be a good hire. Now, here's how I see the answer to your, because he's a good recruiter, lots of experience, things of that nature. The answer to your question is, I don't think he's doing it for continuity anymore. I think that's how he did it to begin with. I know this guy. I know that guy. I think he's now just hiring the best guy available. Like, when people are like, oh, he's just promoting his friend Butler. Really? They've coached together for 1 year. I think that's what we've come to expect. I don't think that's what he's doing anymore. I think he's realized two things. Number one, I got to get the best coaches available here. I can't, like, being the head coach of Nebraska football is not being the head coach of Nebraska football. It's being the head and CEO of basically a business, and then you need to surround yourself with great coaches. So I think he's surrounding himself with the best coaches available. Here's the other thing. People are going to come and go all the time now. So if you're hiring for continuity's sake, you might have continuity for a year or two, and then you're starting all over anyways. So in my opinion, he's hiring the best coaches available, knowing that people are going to come and go, because that's just the way it is now. All right, and then he'll hire the next best coach and the next best coach, and whenever that time comes up, the next best coach. And honestly, I think that's the best way to do it. If he was just hiring people he knew, he's limiting his hiring pool, and then you're limiting, am I really bringing in the best coach? And you need someone. Sometimes when you're friends with somebody, they can be overly honest with you. Sometimes they're going to tell you yes a little bit more often than someone else would, because they're your friend. You need someone to come in and be like, no, that's right. No, that's wrong. And you need honesty. And then you need to be able to figure it out together as a group. And that's where you need continuity, but that's called being a professional. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary, while supplies last. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.